Dan, you have to move an awful lot of material when you're mining the bitumen and you have to get it to the plant. What exactly are you moving and how do you do that?
So we take the oil sand ore, which is in the mine, and it's mined with shovels, and those shovels load trucks, which then drive a short distance, a couple kilometers, to the point where we mix it with water to create a slurry. And then we use pumps to add pressure to move the slurry down the pipeline to the extraction plant, which is where we separate the bitumen from the sand.
And what happens in that pipeline?
Well, the bitumen warms up and the oil sand lumps fall apart and the oil separates from the sand. We also have a lot of waste product and some fairly large rocks that have to go along for the ride, essentially. The bitumen is what we're after, but about 90% of the weight of the material we're moving is actually not what we're after. It's the waste product, the sand and the rock.
The mine that you're working with right now is the Aurora mine, and the rocks and things that go through there, what really happens to them?
Well, they quite often get broken because the collisions with the internals of the pump, the impeller is the part that spins and creates the pressure. The rocks will collide with the impeller, and those collisions are fairly violent. And so that does two things. It causes the rocks to break, but it also causes a lot of wear on the equipment.
So what kinds of problems have you had with wear on this particular system that you're using at the Aurora mine?
So the wear has been fairly predictable. We know how long the equipment's going to last, but the length of time it lasts, the lifespan is actually quite short. We can have a piece of equipment. We have to replace the major parts 3 or 4 times a year.
That sounds like you have an awful lot of downtime.
We do. We have multiple systems in the mine, so at any given point in time, there is almost always at least one outage underway in one system or another.
So how many hours might you get out of this equipment that you're using?
The equipment, before we'd started implementing the upgraded equipment, we were getting about 1,500 to 2,000 hours, which meant we were doing 3 or 4 complete overhauls every year.
And how much might one of those overhauls cost you?
Several million dollars.
What made you realize that there was something different happening in the Aurora mine as opposed to your previous mines when you were shipping this stuff through the pipeline?
So once we started to focus on that and really try to understand why we had 4 times the wear rate in the pump impellers in the Aurora mine versus our mine that we'd started up several years earlier, we realized that the big difference was the size of rocks that we were allowing into the process. And not only that, but we realized that the wear rate in the pump impellers was exponentially related to the impact velocity of the rock coming into the impeller.
So why were these rocks bigger? Did it have something to do with the screening process?
Yep, so we screen out the oversize. The Aurora was the second mine design to come along, so we had a larger screen opening to make the process more efficient. But the negative impact of that was that the equipment was beat up a lot more. After studying it, we had an aha moment when we realized the relationship between that impact velocity of the rocks and the size of the rocks and the wear rate. And then that allowed us to tie it all together and to set some design rules then for equipment that would have what we felt was an acceptable wear life.
So what was the solution?
Solution, like many things in the oil sands, was to make it bigger. In this case, it was bigger and slower. So if we were able to slow down the speed at which the impeller, the rotating part of the pump, rotated, that slowed down the collision velocity of the rocks in the impeller, and that allowed them to last up to 3 times longer.
And what is an impeller?
An impeller is a spinning wheel on the inside of the pump that basically creates pressure. It takes the fluid that you're pumping and it throws it outward, and then that pump is connected to a pipeline. The pump creates pressure, which pushes the fluid down the pipeline.
So you changed the design of the pump. What do you call it now?
So we called this particular design the super pump. What we were after was not just a small change. We were after 3 times the wear life of equipment. We'd been working on continuous improvement of this equipment for more than a dozen years. Looking for a 3 times increase in performance was huge. And then the physical size of these pumps, we went from about a 30-ton pump to about a 100-ton pump. So those two things led us to call it the super pump.
Well, just looking at the picture you have of it, you're standing inside of it, and it's like at least twice your height. That's huge.
Yeah, the impeller is a little over 2 meters. It's 84 inches or 7 feet in diameter, the part that spins.
So how has this super pump improved the performance?
So the amount of power it takes to operate these pumps is actually unchanged, but the performance part that we've improved is the lifespan. So we're getting three times the lifespan on these pumps that we used to get. We're only maintaining them once a year instead of three times a year.
This invention then with the super pump, is this something that you can patent?
There might be some aspects of it that would be patentable, but the path Syncrude chose for this invention was to publicize it. We actually want other people to use this equipment. When we're developing essentially novel equipment for the oil sands, actually quite often it can pay to have the other operators use it as well, so that the equipment itself becomes cheaper for the vendors to design and manufacture.
So the more people use it, then the cheaper it becomes to produce it.
Exactly. So the oil sands actually ends up being a fairly collaborative business in that way. It pays to work together on some things. We also work together on environmental initiatives and on the reliability side of things, which is where I work. It quite often pays to work together there as well.
And are other companies going to be using this as well?
Other companies certainly have now installed some of the pumps designs that have been developed as a result of this initial super pump project, yes.
And these big rocks that were initially coming out and causing all the trouble to begin with, what happens to them?
Well, they end up on the tailings beach. They rattle their way through our entire system and they end up getting broken up and rounded as they go. So we end up with a pile of washed gravel at the outlet of the process.
Thank you very much, Dan.
Thank you, Cheryl.